that part of the apple, when you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making what?
Well, you're having dried fruit. You're making dried apples.
I see. Uh-huh. Do you ever call them snits? Have you ever heard of snits?
Well, perhaps so, but I can't just recall right now.
Mm-hmm. I see. The kind of nuts you pull out of the ground and roast, what are they called?
What?
The kind of nuts you pull out of the ground and roast, put in the oven and roast them.
Oh, peanuts.
Peanuts, uh-huh.
And you know, they used to call them back yonder, they used to call them ground peas. And then some people call them pendulums. But they're all just peanuts when you get through with them.
Oh, I know it. Well, what other kind of nuts do you have? For example, the hard covering of a walnut. When a walnut falls off the tree, it has a soft covering around it.
Yes, it do. And then inside of it, that's where that the walnut is. Mm-hmm. And then you even have to crack that to get to the walnut, the fruit of it.
Oh, yes. Well, another kind of nut that grows down south is long and flat shaped, something like an eye or something. It has a thin shell sometimes, and sometimes it has a thick shell. Now, we have a lot of them, I believe, around here in this neighborhood. I've seen them, you know, around Christmas time. We use them quite a bit.
Oh, Brazil nut.
One kind, and what about for fruitcake?
Then that's
I believe you have
pecan.
Right.
I have some trees here.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. I think we have some trees outside. Mm-hmm, that's kind. Now, the kind of fruit that grows in Florida, if there are not any more left, you say that the oranges are, if there are not any more left, you say the oranges are all
gone.
Yes. My husband was selling oranges. He had an orange project this year. Did you get any of those?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? I understand. They were very delicious. Now, what grows in the garden with a little red root that's used as a relish? Salads and things?
Well, there is a radish, but there is a beet, too, that you know that you can make a pickle out of,
mm-hmm.
or you can cook and eat, and they say it's very healthy for you.
Mm-hmm. What about those small ones, the little small red ones that are smaller than a turnip root?
Oh, they are radishes.
Yes, I see. Now, the kind of red vegetable that you grow on a bush, you slice them and eat them on lettuce.
A tomato.
What do you call the small tomatoes that never get any bigger than this?
A soup tomato.
Oh, yes, they're very pretty too, I think. Along with your meat, you might have a baked, sometimes with beef, you might have a baked potato, that's right.
White potato.
Uh-huh. All right, the kind of potatoes with the yellow meat.
That's a sweet potato.
Of course. Are there any other names for them? Any other names for sweet potatoes that you've heard maybe a long time ago?
Well, a long time ago, they just called them taters.
That was nice and short, wasn't it?
That's right.
Oh, yes. Well, how were they kept during the time?
Well, for the winter, they would plant them up, and then they would let them dry out, scatter them out and let them dry. And then they would get some hay and they would dig out a place and fix a platform under that hay. And then they'd place them on there. And